Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. More than 50 Butterball Turkey Talk experts are on duty through Christmas to answer any question you may have about cooking a turkey. Nicole Johnson says the days near Thanksgiving usually have some of the most heartwarming calls.
50 of us manning the phone calls, men and women here, which is fantastic. But, you know, at times there's going to be potentially a little bit of a wait to get through to us. But that's when we always get the best and most heartwarming phone calls. You know, we may get someone who maybe his wife just passed away. You know, he's calling just is his first Thanksgiving, you know, and he's taking on Thanksgiving duty for his family and just wants to have that delicious meal. So we're going to talk him through from start to finish.
Johnson says they've even assisted people in shopping for their turkey.
We may get that caller there at the grocery store. We need to go walk them up and down the aisle. What kind of turkey do I buy, fresh or frozen? How big of a turkey? Do I need a meat thermometer? What kind of pan do I get? What kind of sides? All these kinds of questions.
She adds one call they received early this year was unique.
She wanted to prepare all turkey breasts, which is fine. She also wanted to try cooking these turkey breasts in a crock pot. So she had borrowed nine crock pots from family and friends to prepare all these turkey breasts and was concerned she was going to blow a fuse. So we were kind of chuckling with her a little bit, and we said, well, if that does happen, we can certainly advise you to prepare these breasts. Why don't you try the traditional oven?
We'll talk gravy next.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Butterball turkey talker Nicole Johnson says one question surrounds the giblets.
What are they? Why are they here? And what should I do with them? And, you know, really, Butterball celebrates all kinds of Thanksgiving. It's all about your own personal tradition. My mom, personally, has always cooked those giblets in advance, and she chops them up, and she puts them in her stuffing. She swears that's what gives her stuffing the flavor that it has. So, really, it's about your own personal preference.
She adds there are varying uses for the giblets.
They'll call us, and they'll say, oh my goodness, there's two cavities of this turkey. I knew that there was the neck housed in one cavity, and we just realized, we went to carve it, there's a bag of giblets in here. Giblets are giblets, but and then they're concerned, and we say, you know what, no, it's not a food safety concern. They're probably not going to be very edible at that point in time.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.